the sermon today by Mr. Greg Keeler, our youth director for almost a year now. And just by way of introduction, on the staff pastor parish committee, when we were looking for someone to be a youth leader, with the many things that you could ask in a youth worker, the most important thing for me was that it be someone who has a heart for God and can impart that through Christian witness unto the youth that person serves. And Greg Keeler fits that bill. Our scripture lesson for today, John chapter 13, verses 23 through 38. And my tired eyes have a little trouble reading out of the Bible, so I'm going to use something that's not quite the NRSV that you have in the pew Bibles. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped his bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he had said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things that we need for the feast," or that they should give something to the poor. Having received a piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. So when he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I've said to the Jews, where I'm going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you may also love one another. By this all the world will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."